Gemara says in Brachas Chavav Amad Beis that the Avos were instituted tefillah. In fact, that was the Machokes, whether it's the Avos or the Keneged Karbanos. One opinion is Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Avram Shacharis Yitzchak Mincha Yaakov Meiriv, or the Talmid Shel Shachar and the Talmid Shel Ben Abayim. And in fact, there's a Machokes later on whether Aravis is Rishus Rechova to Bnei Yeshua wants to link it to. If you hold tefillahs are of a tiktun, then Aravis is a chova. If not, if you hold kedega karbanas, there is no karban, so it's only a rishus. And therefore, the machok is a malishitas. And others assume that it's if it's not true. You can even assume Avram instituted it, and it's still a rishus. And they give different answers. So there's an interesting pshat from Rav Tzadok HaKohen. See, the working assumption of the question is that why is Yaakov's tefillah discriminated against? If all the other ones, Shacharis and Mincha, are mandatory, and Meirev is optional, it seems to imply it's a bizoy to Meirev. Yaakov's getting embarrassed. However, Tzadok, as usual, switches things around. He says, no, it's just the opposite. It's perhaps Yaakov's tefillah is rishus because it's the highest level. Yeah, why is it that? What does it mean? It's the highest level, and why is it a rishus then? So he points out that shacharis, we know you have to show gratitude during the good times. To wake up in the morning full of hope, the sun out. Yitzchak also, it's good times now, but you can see the good times ending. But Meiriv, that total darkness. When a person like Yaakov, he lost everything. He's a Eliphaz, they took his money, his Esav was going to kill him, he had nothing. And he still turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifka Bamakom. The Meiriv is the tefillah of Emunah, that even during the darkest times, as the Mishnah says, Kashen Shem Avarach Ala Ra, no, Kashen Shem Avarach Ala Tov, Kach Mavarach Ala Ra. It's like we have an obligation of gratitude, of bracha, when something good happens. You also have to be Mubarak al Hara. You know, I mean, Barak Dayan Emes is the classical case. We say one of our loved ones pass away, that we believe it's a Barak Abad Amunah. We believe that person's in a much better place now than they were before. We believe it, they're going on, and the Shema went up, they're going into the next world. So, the Tefillah of Meiriv is the Tefillah of Amunah. In fact, this is a famous story. And then many of them, with the Klausinger Rebbe, he survived the Holocaust. I think he lost 11 kids and a wife. So he was in Bergen-Belsen, which was the big one in Hungary. So it was the first night of Hanukkah was coming. I think it was December 44. And the Nazis were accelerating the process. It lasted another year. I think they were by April 45. So the Nazis realized they were losing the war, so they wanted to continue the final solution. So they were really focusing on that. So the story goes that the first night of Hanukkah, so the Klausinger Rebbe, I guess he took a string off from his uniform and he had something there to light the candle, and it was the first night of Hanukkah, so he was making the bracha. So he made the bracha lahalik near. So when he came, there were hundreds of Jews, hundreds of people came to hear the bracha on Hanukkah, to see the candles. But the goal was they do it like they did in the middle of the night, and so therefore there were less guards around, and they're going to light it and then blow it right out. This so therefore they don't get caught. So yes, hundreds of people sneak out, come out to hear the candle lighting. He makes the bracha lahalik near Shochanukah. He makes the bracha sha'asan nisim lavosenu. So it's the first night, so he's hesitating, and then a couple of seconds, and he says, shechiyano v'kimiyano azman hazeh. They light the candles and they blow them out. So there was someone in the camps who used to be observant, I guess, and non-judgmental zone based on what happened. All the suffering, he said, he hasn't believed in God anymore. Like, His whole family was destroyed. He's stuck in the Holocaust. So he said to the cousin, "I don't get you. I don't understand you. You believe in the halachas and God. I don't. Okay, so that I follow. Okay, so I don't. So you make a bracha halinel. You think you're obligated. Okay, so you do it. And even cha'asa nisim lavosenu. God used to do miracles for us. But how could you honestly say shechiyano v'kimano that you are so happy to be alive now? You lost the 11 kids and your wife. Who are you kidding?" So the cousin rabbi thought for a second and said, "You're right. Great question. That's why I hesitated. Because it's true, you say shechiyano, but which in Judaism you try to be a isha emes. You'll try to be truthful. And if you're not truthful, and you don't feel it, then, you know, at least maybe in that case, maybe you could discuss if you should make it or not, but that's what he said. And you know what? I didn't know if I was going to say it. And I looked around. I thought hundreds of Yidden coming in the terrible Holocaust, they're going to lose everything. In fact, it's a person take, like, half the people probably will hope they weren't going to wake up in the morning. It was so horrible, horrific, we can't even imagine how terrible it was. And yet I saw all these Jews coming out, and then I realized, shechiyano, how lucky I am. If I could have all these people come out and see the amunah of all the Jews around me, then I can make a shechiyano. I'm happy to be alive. Even in a time of darkness, sometimes great powers come out. And that's the pshat that Rav Sadik says. That if you're obligated, so every bar mitzvah boy is obligated in mitzvah. So shacharis, everyone's expected to show gratitude during good times. And mincha, even when you still have the good times, but they're fading quickly, you still have to show gratitude. But to obligate someone during a time of darkness, during the time of the Holocaust, to go ahead and do things that we can't, that's a much higher level. So he wants to say Ma'ariv is optional because it's a much higher level, not because it's on a lower level. It's not every person, you have to be able to work on the Madrega. Not everyone could be on the Madrega of davening Ma'ariv, of having Amuna during the time of darkness. And that's why Tfilas Ariz Rishus, it's the prayer of Amuna, and it's Yaakov's tefillah isn't discriminated against. It's the highest level. Like, similarly, like, I don't know if it's Rasadik, others point out, why is tzitzis? We know tzitzis is an optional mitzvah. That if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you're obligated to put tzitzis on. So, the question is, if you're putting a four according to, if God wants us to do it, just make it obligatory. So they point out, no, that other, like, tefillin's are mandatory, because it's especially when it comes to, like, begadim, clothes, like anyone could put on a uniform, but it's not meaningful. If you just, the fact, even though, the O. Henry story, the clothes make demand, that because he was wearing a police officer, you know, he started feeling like it. But generally, the fact you put on a soldier doesn't make you a soldier. When it comes to clothing, is you have to feel for it to be meaningful. To be meaningful, you have to be able to actually feel it, not just going through the motions. So that's the same you showed here. Arvis is the ultimate. It's the ultimate tefillah for the Jews in Golis, the time of the Amunah, when times can't get darker, the Holocaust. But it doesn't have to be, that's extreme, hopefully. But even on everyday things, we all get, person, especially during COVID, person loses their job, they lose loved ones, they're having a bad day, like Avraham Avinu, by Stay Ephron. But nevertheless, Amarav is the tefillah of Amunah, and it's specifically optional because God can't demand everyone You can't make it a chiyuv to daven ma'ariv. A person has to work on his level of amuna in order to be able to say the shechiyano. Most people wouldn't be on the causing a Rebbe's level, but even not on the extreme cases, best is to say to daven ma'ariv on the everyday galus, because in order to show our amun and Hashem, no matter how bad, how bleak things get, that we still have to cling to our hope and our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.